Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. And from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, Possibly.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Okay, let's just say it. The layers of impossibility in this exchange are stunning. To start, here's Mary hanging around, probably not in a beautiful robe and a fine Renaissance palace reading a book, but more likely in a field, near a well, or in a dwelling that's home for her whole family and probably a few domestic animals to boot. And an angel comes to that place and says, "Okay, so I know this sounds really foolish, but you are gonna be pregnant." So there's that layer of impossibility. And then the angel also reports that Elizabeth, who is, as the angel says, old, and also who is assumed to be another ugly label, barren, this Elizabeth, she's also pregnant. And then, today on this Feast of the Immaculate Conception, we Catholics affirm that this very Mary, this girl from that field or well or crowded house, is not only carrying the Savior of the world, but also that she herself has been filled from the instant her parents conceived her with grace. Oh, and not just any grace. The grace that God wants for all of humanity, both then and now. So stand back from this familiar story for just a sec. The whole scene is a crazy, multi-tiered, endless layering of impossibility. And yet, the angel says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Really, I don't know about you, but a whole lot of stuff seems impossible to me right now. Is it possible that war can end? Is it possible that every refugee can have a home, every hostage be released, every distant daughter or son restored? Is it possible that we, sisters and brothers all, could honor and esteem and feed and clothe and visit and care for one another? Is it possible that in our church, all whom God calls to ministry could minister, could hear that call and say, "Here am I. May it be with me according to your word." Is it possible that every anguished cry from the wildlife and plant life and geology of our planet could be transformed into the life-giving in-breath and out-breath of the one and only God? I guess what I'm actually asking is whether it's possible that division and fear and separation and anxiety, every negative emotion and experience we have tracing our way back to the first people in the first garden, whether it's possible that those could be healed. It doesn't seem possible. But then again, neither was any of this. And that's the message, right? It's not just that these things might be possible, but that with God, nothing shall be impossible. So here we are. May it be with us according to God's will.